Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. This episode is brought to you by the Revolutionizing Parenthood Conference, a conference that my good friend Ashley Albrecht and I decided to create to support parents. This was intended to be a live conference happening in the Philadelphia area on April 25th. However, due to the current coronavirus pandemic, we decided to shift the conference into a fully digital format. And most recently, we decided to make our conference 100% free. We feel that this is a very important service that we can offer to families everywhere as they try to parent their children during this unprecedented time that we're living in. So please register to join us and hear from my good friend and world-renowned speaker and Oprah's favorite parenting expert, Dr. Shefali, and myself and over 20 other parenting experts who will talk to you about parenting your children from toddlers to teens and everything in between, all kinds of special needs at this very challenging time. Check out the show notes for the registration link or visit www.revolutionizingparenthood.com. One more announcement. Recently, since this coronavirus pandemic began, I started doing daily webinars to help parents through this unprecedented time. I have decided that since I have interviewed all of the speakers for our upcoming Revolutionizing Parenthood event, that I am going to be sharing some of the webinars that I do each day. So check in here and I will continue to support you. And if you would like to join my daily webinars to have some live interaction with me, you can find the link in the show notes. Hello, everyone. How are you doing out there in quarantine land? Today is Saturday, and I think this is my 30th webinar that I have offered to all of you to support you during this time. We are just finishing up week 5 of quarantine. That's a long time, isn't it? And we're definitely into a bit of a routine. And I think it's going to be a hard transition out of this quarantine. That's what I'm starting to feel. My kids are sinking into or leaning into the benefits of doing online schooling. And, you know, they're still sad about not seeing their friends and their teachers and being walking through the halls of their school, but they're starting to appreciate the benefits of the online schooling. They can do school in their PJs. They can roll right out of bed and start. They can eat breakfast while they're listening in or doing their classwork or their schoolwork. And so they're kind of enjoying the pros of being online. And they might have a rude awakening when they have to get up early and go back to school, whether that's this school year or next or what have you. Our state has not yet made the decision to close down for the rest of the school year. So it's still up in the air whether they will go back. We, for the last 3 weeks, have ordered takeout on Friday nights. And I think that we will probably continue to do that because it seems to be a nice change from the routine of cooking. And it feels good to support some of our local businesses. And it's just a nice change of pace. And I appreciate not cooking. My husband appreciates not cooking. So 3 weeks ago, we ordered Chinese food, not from our regular place, with our friend who owns a wonderful Chinese food restaurant, because he's closed right now, but we had to order it from somewhere else. And it was not nearly as enjoyable because I think our friend has the best Chinese food in the world. Well, I've never eaten in China, eaten food made in China, but we've tried lots of Chinese restaurants, and our friend Teddy, Shanghai Express in Marlton, has the best Chinese food. Anywho, we did that 2 weeks ago, and then last week we ordered from Fridays on Friday, and that was enjoyable. Everybody chose what they would choose if they were in the restaurant. And then my son, we've been giving him the job of going to pick the food up, the curbside pickup, because it gives him a chance to get out and drive his car and still do something that's within the realms of socially responsible, not being too close to anyone or any of that stuff. And so that's been nice to allow him to get out in a way that's still okay. And so when he brought home the food from Fridays last week, he brought home a flyer from Fridays that talked about family-sized servings. And last night when I was looking at different restaurants, I looked up family portions or family meals or something like that, takeout or whatever. And Bonefish Grill, which is a restaurant I really like, was advertising that they have family portions. So we have 7 people here in the house, and their portions supposedly feed 5 people. So we got 2 different entrees, family style. And it ended up being about $30 to $50 cheaper than if everyone ordered their own entree. And I thought, wow, this is terrific. This is a way we can still do takeout and not break the bank. So that was really nice. So anyway, last night we had takeout dinner together at the kitchen table. And we've been having lovely family meals almost every single night, which has been such a blessing. And I'm getting ready to sneeze. Sorry. It's been such a blessing to have those meals together. Last night, my 12-year-old has been wanting to play Scattergories almost daily. And we played 2 or 3 nights ago. And he again asked if anybody wanted to play. And he said to my 17-year-old, why don't you play? And my 17-year-old said, oh, Scattergories, I like that game. And he said, why don't you play with us? And my older son said, sure. And this is a real treat because he has been spending every single evening nearly up in his room on his Xbox with a headset on playing with his friends who he normally would be with if they could be in the same room together. He and his friends are very active. They would go fishing, play basketball, play football. Go to the gym together. They're a very active bunch. But they've been doing a really good job staying connected and trying to pass the time and have fun on Xbox. But last night, he chose to hang out with us. And I haven't been pushing him on making him do the family activity because I feel like at 17 years old, you have a burning desire to be with your friends. And if this was normal times, he would be out with his friends anyway, most likely. And to force him to not be on Xbox when they're all on Xbox together and be with us playing a board game, that's not a battle I'm going to pick right now, because it will not end pretty. He will be miserable. He won't want to do it. He'll argue with everyone. No one else will have fun. He'll resent me. Like, it will just snowball downhill from there. So I've given him a tremendous amount of space and freedom to just do his own thing and, you know, feel grateful when he participates with us. He does eat dinner with us almost every single night, which I greatly appreciate. And then we usually have some interesting conversations about whatever comes up or whatever topic anyone brings up. But last night he chose to hang out with us. And so we all had a great time playing Scattergories. There was no arguing, no fighting. Everyone was having fun. And when those moments happen, I make sure that I take a moment mentally, many moments mentally, and step out of participating in whatever it is we're doing and look around and just kind of absorb it all and breathe in the gratitude of having us all together, enjoying each other's company, having fun with the activity. It is incredibly powerful, and it's a great feeling, and it energizes me to feel that gratitude. And so I stopped several times mentally and looked around the table and around the room at how everyone was smiling and sharing their answers and, you know, deciding whether they thought someone's answer was acceptable within the boundaries of the letter that we had and stuff. And all of the discussions there was no arguing and fighting. It was just beautiful. And I was so grateful and so happy. And then after it was over, I suggested to my daughter that she and I watch Lego Masters, because she and I have been watching that series, that TV show, and it's really fun for the builders in your family. Really, really fun. So she and I are the only ones who enjoy it, and we've been watching it occasionally. We'll try to watch two or three episodes in a night, and we don't watch it every night, maybe once a week. But I always like to kind of see who's doing what to make sure that everyone's getting their needs met. My niece wanted to watch a different TV show, and she might have watched it with her friends. So she went into her room to watch that. And she's usually hanging out with us every single night. So when she does go into her room, I know it's because she's probably hooking up with one of her friends or something from college. So she went and did her thing, and I felt good about that because I was sure that that was something she wanted to do. And my husband and my brother-in-law decided they wanted to watch some cheesy, I don't even know what kind of movie, Conan the Barbarian type of movie, I don't even know, from a couple of years ago. Nobody else wanted to watch that. So they sat in the living room and they watched this, which they agreed was a horrible, cheesy movie. But they watched that together. And my 17-year-old, realizing that, you know, people were starting to do different things, he said, I'm going to go see if Brady wants to play Xbox. So he brought his little TV and his Xbox down to our game room, which is like a converted office on the first floor. He brought it down and they set up two TVs in the game room and they played Xbox for a couple of hours last night. And when my 12-year-old gets time and attention from his brother, which is not often, because developmentally a 17-year-old and a 12-year-old, they sometimes have a hard time, not banging heads, but just kind of meeting on the same level because they're so developmentally spread apart. But they do both like to play some of the same games on Xbox. So when my little guy gets time with his big brother, I can see he is soaking it up like a sponge. And he loves every second of it. And so last night, while my daughter and I were sitting here and watching Lego Masters, enjoying our time, knowing that my niece was enjoying her time, and my brother-in-law and my husband were enjoying their time, and my boys were having fun together, oh my gosh, it just made my heart feel so happy. And my older son, at a commercial, my older son had gone out to go to the bathroom, and I went in and checked in on my 12-year-old. And I said, "Are you guys having fun here playing?" And the smile that broke out across his face was a smile that I will remember forever. It just made my heart so happy. So I think I wanted to share that story with you because I think as this pandemic and this quarantine goes on and people are settling into some sort of a routine, I know for myself, I can feel it over the weeks that I'm unwinding more and more and more. I never thought I was really wound tightly. And I don't, like, in the grand scheme of things, on a scale of 1 to 100, I don't think I was wound tightly. But even I can feel myself, maybe I was a 10 out of 100, but if I was a 10, now I'm like a 3 or 4. I can feel myself easing into this and relaxing more and more as the time goes on. And I've been saying it for weeks, there are so many blessings to be found and to be created during this time in quarantine. And we have a tremendous opportunity to try to create the life that we want in this time. We should not squander this opportunity. Hopefully, we'll never have an opportunity like this again. Hopefully, we'll never be in quarantine again. But hopefully, we can figure things out. We can envision what our lives could look like and take steps to create that life now and bring that life forward when we come out of this quarantine into this new kind of normal that we will have. And it will be different. And for some period of time, we'll be wearing masks and doing social distancing and taking big, big precautions. And that's just going to be a part of what we have to do. But my goodness, we can envision the life that we want and make the changes that we can make now and then bring them forward into this new life that we're about to embark on. And I'm not trying to diminish the very real suffering that's going on around the planet, but we have a tremendous opportunity to make our lives better than they ever were before. And I know I keep saying it, but I'm trying to get it through to you. Please take this opportunity, this time in quarantine, and figure out what you want to keep in your life that was there before, what no longer serves you, and get rid of it, and what you want in your life that you didn't have time for before or you didn't realize was important, and bring that in. That's how you create, that's how we collectively create a new world and a new earth and a new life. We all have that ability and that possibility now. Let's use it. All right, that's what I wanted to share with you. I would love to hear your comments. Post a comment If you're tuning in from my Facebook group, Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids, or send me an email if you're tuning in from the webinar, I would love to hear from you. But make sure you take advantage of this time to create the life that you want. I'll see you here same time tomorrow. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.